from KQED.
Okay, ready for the next food trend? First it was organic, then local. Now, a new food movement is sprouting in California, urban foraging. Reporter Kelly Wilkinson scoured the local landscape around San Francisco to harvest this story.
On a wide sweep of beach in Half Moon Bay, most folks here on this bright blue sky day are relaxing on blankets or splashing in the surf. But Iso Rabins isn't here to relax. He's here to find food.
This is wild radish. It grows all over the place. I really like it. I just kind of think of it like collard greens when you're cooking it. Just kind of want to chop it up, saute it in the same way.
With that, Rabins plucks off a flower and tastes it.
Flower's going to have a nice spicy radishy flavor.
This picturesque beach may be an unlikely place to essentially grocery shop, but Rabins is part of a new food movement, eating food that's found, not farmed. Walking farther along the beach, Rabin spies a big clump of greens growing near the top of a cliff.
It's called New Zealand spinach. It grows all up and down the coast.
Rabin scrambles up with scissors and plastic bags and helps himself to nature's salad bar.
I mean, there's just food everywhere. It's crazy. Every time I learn about a new thing, I end up seeing it wherever I go. Like, I remember when I first learned about miner's lettuce, and I went up to my dad's house and looked out at his yard, and it was like all miner's lettuce. And it was just this amazing moment where I was like, oh, this has been here the whole time. Before, it was just like a green thing, and suddenly it becomes something I can eat.
Rabins takes a bag of the feral spinach to the Ferry Building in San Francisco. Its farmer's market and gourmet food shops have made it a mecca of the local food movement. One shop called Far West Fungi sells wild mushrooms along with other wild edibles like ramps and nettles. So Rabins is here to pitch sales manager Ian Garoni on the bag of still salty and sandy wild spinach.
And easy to find in good abundance right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we were just down in Half Moon Bay, and there was tons of it down there, more than I've ever seen.
Of course, foraging is nothing new. Our ancestors depended on it for their survival. But Rabins is adding a capitalist twist to this ancient tradition. He's created a commercial enterprise called Forage SF to sell wild food to urbanites, sometimes sourced from their own city parks.
I just thought it would be a neat way to branch out and sort of live off the land in a way that you don't really have the opportunity to in a city.
Dabney Goff is one of Forage SF's handful of customers so far, all willing to pay $40 or more for a box of wild produce and fish. Goff's first delivery included four different kinds of greens, fiddlehead ferns, wild sole, mushrooms, and oranges.
I never would have just gone to the market and picked out all those things to put together in one meal. So it was kind of cool to, you know, have this sort of mystery box experience that was uber local.
Rabins is trying to cultivate more of that curiosity and expand his customer base with wild food dinners. Past menus included foraged green salads, egg cornbread, local fish stew, and dessert served with wild citrus drizzle. So will foraged food become the new local?
It's sort of hard for me to imagine, you know, a vacant lot getting overrun with foodies, like trying to find some miner's lettuce or something.
Executive chef Peter Jackson of Miss Pearl's Jam House in Oakland has worked with Rabins on some of the wild dinners. He says foraging is limited by scarce supply. There are also laws to prevent people from harvesting plants in parks and strict health codes in place. To get around that last hurdle, many of their dinners have been underground or private events. Other groups encourage the community aspect of foraging. A Los Angeles group leads neighborhood foraging walks. And in Oakland, a backyard barter network is thriving.
It's my favorite fig tree. And I think they're Black Mission.
About a year ago, Asiya Wadud started Forage Oakland to harvest and share the glut of fruit in her neighborhood. Her hand-drawn maps reveal the urban bounty. Lemons, oranges, grapefruit, passion fruit, even pineapple guava.
People have this feeling of stress or guilt or just like not knowing what to do with all this fruit, and it makes me sad, at least, to just watch it sort of rot and fall.
She knocked on neighbors' doors and left little notes asking if she could harvest their fruit trees in exchange for fruit from other locals. Wadu does all the harvesting and bartering herself. So far, she has about 200 people in her program, many she hasn't even met face-to-face.
It's really just this sort of trusting me to go in the backyard and harvest lemons or whatever else I'm harvesting and then leave a little package on the doorstep. So in that way, it's kind of sweet, just this really sort of sweet connection that we have without ever having really met each other.
In that way, these pioneering foodies say urban foraging isn't just about reconnecting with nature, but with each other as well. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Wilkinson.
And to see photos of Iso Rabins on the hunt for some of his wild edibles, forage on over to our website, californiareport.org.